What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Happy New Year, Kathy. Welcome back to Peace of Mind. How's your year been?
So far, so good.
Yep. So we have been very busy, have we not?
Yes, we have.
Yep. So today we're talking more about the big freeze we just had. It's the Christmas freeze of 2022, I guess we could call it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go back and play an excerpt of a show we had before the freeze on the 21st. And what do we say, Kathy? We're going to hear ourselves back last year when we were talking about this. You know, this is one of these freezes here that I'm sure going to have some claims with, Kathy, don't you?
Well, I hope not, but yeah, probably. Yeah, especially if they haven't winterized their house.
Every time we have a cold snap like this, you can always just wait a couple of days later and go have some claims.
Well, the big thing is people don't always keep their heat. You have to keep your heat at a certain temperature.
So that's what we'd said before the freeze, Kathy.
Yes.
Let's talk about, you know, even though we knew it was coming, we had a show about, you know, trying to winterize and prepare for this. But still, what happened, say, on the 26th of December?
Even before that, actually, we had people start calling in with freezing pipes.
Yes, and one of our very good customers and friend, he called us up, and I think you got the phone call, correct?
He texted me. I called him, and
what happened?
He had water in his house. So
was it going through multiple floors or what?
Yeah, it was.
Do we know?
So I was like, oh, great. So I got off the phone, and we immediately, you know, filed the claim, and when we had to get someone out there because there's water running through his house. So it was definitely not a good situation.
Well, what we when you file a claim, I mean, you have an accident or you have a loss, and you let your insurance company know, there's probably going to be a lag there, and that's where it gets frustrating sometimes when you have a claim. Well, we'll know who the adjuster is within 24 to 48 hours.
Usually,
or
yes.
You'll get a call from the insurance company. That can be a frustrating because people are sitting there with a house full of water.
Right.
And so what we were able to do is we have contacts in the community that are going to be able to help you. So not only do we call the or contact the file the claim, because a lot of it's done through the internet now, through a website, is we called in this case, it was ServiceMaster, and they were able to come out to our customer's place
right. And
start working the loss.
Right, because some of our carriers have different people that they recommend or they allow us to call. So one of our carriers will let us call that specific person. So depending on which carrier you're with, some like to handle it themselves and sometimes allow us to actually jump in and get a hold of them as well or the customer. So
in this case here, we had an approved company. Mm-hmm. In this case, it was Service Masters, and they are approved by this case here. It was Auto Owners. And mm-hmm. so we didn't have to go find out, you know, are they going to be able to come out and do the job? Will the company go along with this? Because it was already established ahead of time.
You want to make sure that they're going to pay for that. So you want to make sure that the carrier is aware of who's coming out, or you still have to make sure that, turn off your water, do some different things to kind of help not make it worse. You know, you have to make sure
In the insurance policy where you are obligated and perfectly okay by the contract to prevent any further damages.
Correct.
That's something that doesn't matter if you talk to a claim adjuster, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It means it might be moving furniture, it might be putting a tarp on a roof, mm-hmm. but that is something that's perfectly okay, and you should keep up with your time and also what you've spent in.
And pictures. Pictures or videos are always good to have to prove what happened.
So, well, last we heard, I think you talked to the customer maybe yesterday, and they were coming out today, I believe.
Day before yesterday
to do some more work.
Yeah.
We had just a lot of claims. Mm-hmm. I mean, this freeze came in. I looked at the...
There's a lot of restaurants in our area that actually had issues, too. Not just personal homes. It was actual commercial coverages and commercial customers that we have. Some of ours, some was not ours, but they all had issues with their pipes and problems. So I think we just have not had that type of extreme weather like we've had. I mean, up north they have that all the time, but here in our area, that was probably the coldest since I've been up here over 20-something years that's been up here that I remember. So
I remember when our daughter was a little girl. She's going to be 16, it's hard to believe, next week.
Mm-hmm.
But she was probably 3 or 4. We had a really big freeze, and I remember going. We lived on the lake, or we were we didn't really have lake property, but we were had lake access because you could get down behind our house, and it was owned by the wildlife. And so I went down the lake, and the lake was actually frozen over in the cove.
Right.
And and this freeze here, I was curious about to see what the lake had done. So I rode up to what we called the High Bridge in Hayesville. Up going towards Shooting Creek, and that part of the lake was frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have, where we live, we have people that have ponds across.
We have a pond too, so.
We have a small pond, mm-hmm. and it was all frozen as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a cold one. I mean, this was a really, I think, like Katie said, this is one that I can't remember, at least in the last, I don't know, recent history, we've had one that bad.
Right.
So it was really a deep freeze.
I think that's why we had so many problems because, you know, people had their heat on, people were dripping their water and their sinks, and, you know, they were doing all the right things and still were having problems. So
even our own employee had a claim.
Yeah.
She came back from South Carolina and there was water running through the top of her house. And she sent me a picture of her wedding, her daughter's wedding. It completely ruined the picture on the wall. It was ruined.
Right.
So I think she said she had a way to reproduce that picture, but it was,
thankfully,
you know, it was a nice frame. It was a, you know, a nice picture, and it was just sitting there and it was just completely ruined.
Right.
So when you had these types of claims, we decided, the timing of an insurance claim is never ideal a lot of times because we're, you know, it's Christmas, you know, but that's why we're here. That's why we're in business. So we had given our employees off the day after Christmas because it was Christmas fell on a Sunday. And so our procedure is if we have a holiday on a weekend, if it's a Friday, if it's a Saturday, we take off Friday, if it's a Sunday, we take off Monday. So we were off on the 26th.
Right.
Kathy and I had thought about maybe having some employees come in, but, you know, we want to try to do the best we can to give our employees their time off. So what do? We came in,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we're here. And we started fielding the phone calls, and we had lots of messages that were, you know, my house is flooded, this is an emergency. And so we were trying to get everybody called back, and we were all day long on Monday filing claims.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many do you think we filed, Kathy, that day, or we had several that were...
We had quite a few.
Yeah, it was...
It's unfortunate because, you know, people are very upset about it, and of course I would be upset about it too, so...
And they don't know what to do.
Yeah, they just don't know what to do. So that was, you know, the big thing is to make sure that they understood that we got their message. We called them back immediately. We went and called the company, trying to get claims set up, trying to get them set up with different companies who could hopefully help with the actual problem. And that's what we had to do. So
I really confused one of our customers. I said, "This is Mark with More Insurance." And we talked for a while. She's like, "Now, why are you calling me?" And she was actually a Blue Ridge customer. So I threw her off when I'd said, she's like, "Well, I thought I was insured with Mountain Insurance."
Yeah, it's a division of More Insurance, yes.
So I had to explain to her who we were and what I was doing.
Yeah.
But she ended up having a claim. One carrier we have will not let us actually file the claim.
You have to call them
and
directly.
That's also, I don't like that because we're your agent. We should be there to help you.
Right.
And this particular company has a rule where they have to receive the claim directly from the customer.
So I had to tell a couple people that you had to call them directly, give them the number and... Unfortunately, I wanted to do it for them, but they won't let us do it because they wouldn't have it recorded. I don't know why, exactly why they do it that way, but that's how it works.
Like
that's
it.
Probably the only cure that lets us
like
do
it.
That.
I don't like it. It's like, oh, here you go. Have fun with your calling this number.
Yeah.
Hope
you
and
they
through.
Did because I get an email later that they did call and they were claimed, the claims were set up. So we were able to keep the claims and we keep, you know, in our database, our agency management system. So,
well, a good claims experience would be where we don't have to get involved in the claim. You know, we report the claim, and then hopefully the insurance company will come back on us and clean up and make sure everything's taken care of.
Yeah, usually we don't get involved unless there's a problem.
That's
so.
A problem.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to come back and talk some more about our big freeze we just had. This is Mark and Kathy Moore, and we will be back after the break on DoGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with Moore Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, on Peace of Mind, and we want to let you know where our locations are. Moore Insurance Services has three locations. One is in Blairsville, across from Home Depot, and next to the post office there. We're in the South State Bank building. We're not actually part of the bank, but we're in the building separately. And I wanted you to come by and see Cindy Odom, Greg Buchanan, Ashley Miller, and Joanne Grizzick. They can help you with your insurance there in Blairsville. Our second location is in Hiawassee. It's located next to the hospital there in the red brick building. It's at Town Trace. It's 150 South Main Street, Suite C. Come by and see Rose. She's there to help you with your insurance there in Hiawassee. And lastly, we have our last location for Moore Insurance Services, which is in Hayesville, next to United Community Bank. It's right there. And you can come by on 157 Highway 64 West. You can come by and see Mandy Sosby, Amy Kitchens, Diane Lampe, Emily McKeon, Vaughn Hobbs, Mark, and myself are usually there, or we start our day there. You can come by and see us there in Hayesville. I'd like to help with your insurance needs there in Hayesville. Our other location is called Mountain Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina, right there on Highway 64 as well. Go, if you're going down the main drag there, you can go past the Harbys. It's right there on the left, and come by and see Velda Dockery and Heather Temple. They'll help you with your insurance there in Murphy. And our last location is in Blue Ridge. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of Moore Insurance also. You can come by and see Kathy Hunter, Carrie Van Zant, Jeremy Payne, and Cody Webb. They'd like to help you with insurance there too. Also, check us out on our website. It's www.moore-insurance.com. You can check out all of our podcasts. If you've missed one of our radio shows, you can listen to them there. And also request a quote on our website. And you can also find out more about our different agencies.
Okay. So today we're talking about our recent deep freeze that we had. And, you know, we were there hopefully to help our customers the best we could. You know, we had multiple claims. I don't know the numbers. I mean, I'm going to guess we're going to pay.
We'll probably be able to figure that out when we get back to the office.
Yeah, I'm guessing
week.
We'll pay at least $500,000 out in claims.
Right.
I mean, the time you have all this and. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
part of the business.
It's part of, you know, if there was no in claims, there would not be an insurance, wouldn't be a need for us. But this is where, you know, you've paid your premium for years. The insurance company has collected your money. They pulled your money with other people's money. Then they take that money and they invest it and make some return on it. But they also pay claims.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we're here. We're in business. That's why we're here. And, you know, I think we hopefully did a good job getting back to our customers when they called in and needed us. There is a problem, though, because you may have a claim, but so does everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got, like, you know, plumbers, and you've got, you know, ServiceMaster, ServPro, Nivek, all these different companies are out there are scrambling to try to get, you know, their people's houses. Mm-hmm. And you only have so much time. There's a time element when you have a claim like this. You need to get your claim filed as fast as possible and get the ball rolling because other people's going to jump in front of you in line, and you may not be able to get somebody out in a timely manner.
Plus, the other thing is different carriers might have a CAT team that come out just for those specific claims, and some of them actually have had – they consider a CAT team that's come out, and they'll come from other states or different places. But I feel like there was most of the different states have actually had problems too, so – I'm not sure how if they actually brought out cat teams, but I heard one of the companies emailed said it was a cat team coming in to help out. So
what a cat team is short for catastrophe, mm-hmm. and that's what this would be. It was, you know, as far as from the insurance world, it was catastrophe. Mm-hmm. And not only do we have frozen pipes, but there were people that had trees. I saw them in the news, like there were trees that gone through the house.
Right.
And I don't know if that had to do with this, with the, you know, the freeze as well.
Or no power.
Mm-hmm. That was another one thing we had. We had the power grid was under stress, and I guess EMC could explain more about it, about that to us here. But they had to actually turn off power to certain areas, and then it was like a, what do they call it? I guess they had to kind of ration it.
They rolled it, so different times you might have it. We had two power outages
that we had.
Right.
Because of the strain. Mm-hmm. It is said that a frozen water pipe can exert as much as 2,000 pounds of pressure per square inch, PSI, on a frozen pipe. Mm-hmm. So what happens is, you know, and I also read it could take as many as 6 to 8 hours for a pipe to freeze. Mm-hmm. But once that pipe ruptures, you know, there's not going to be any water at that point. It's going to be just ice. And then when things start to thaw is when it really starts to...
Right.
And I think another thing I've mentioned before, too, is you want to know where your water shut-off valve is on your house, how to shut off the water
absolutely.
To keep it going. I bet you, Kathy, there's somebody somewhere that we'll find out who knows when, that right now there's water running to their house.
Right, I hope not.
Because we have lost seasonal houses, and people leave and go to Florida, and then they come back up here, and they realize when they get up here they've had a water leaking for months. Also, there were some situations that we found out where maybe a subdivision had no water because there was a leak somewhere and it had drained their well dry.
Right.
Where did we hear about that at, Kathy? Somebody had told us about that.
I don't remember.
I heard about it. I think it was over around in Dan Knob in Hazel, mm-hmm. that they had that problem where they had no water and they were trying to find out why. Well, it was our employee, right? Because mm-hmm. they said that their neighbors had no water.
Right.
Was because all the water was going through her house.
Right.
So water is a very destructive... force. I mean, it's
it
just, you know, frozen pipes.
And the problem is, too, with water is you have to get it up, then you have to dry out your house. You want to make sure that when you have a claim like that, you get, you know, a claim set up because you want to make sure that it's handled properly so that there won't be mold or mildew or other issues possibly that might develop after this.
Well, fortunately, in the wintertime, I guess it's still moisture could linger around for a long time.
You have heat on, and so they can actually still, you know, you don't have any problems. People can get health issues, too, from mold and stuff like that, so...
So your insurance policy does cover this.
Yes.
I mean, an interior water pipe rupturing is a covered loss.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be freezing. It could also be just, you know, your maybe somebody put a nail gun through a or drywall or something. There's, you know, if somebody's if something just starts rupturing. Or we had at our house recently, we had our, I guess it was behind our shower, where there was something ruptured after years and years. It just wore out, and mm-hmm. we didn't file a claim on it. But I guess we could have. We're going to have to replace the drywall in our ceiling in our bathroom downstairs because it went down through two
we're
floors.
We're in the process of doing that now.
Yeah, that was fun for your mom and dad,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. We had to clean it up before they got there, and then they couldn't finish it till they left. So, yeah.
It's still waiting for the drywall to be done.
Yep, to finish.
Also, you know, I know one of the big claims that pays out millions of dollars every year is just, you know, the washing machine claim mm-hmm. where you've got something happens where it leaks, or it could be a dishwasher or any type of appliance, and that is a covered loss. So it is covered. Now, what's not covered, we talked about many times on the show, is if it's a flooding event, like if you have, you know, the creek rises or mm-hmm. you have flood, that's not going to be covered unless you have flood insurance, and that goes back through the National Flood Insurance Program, which is administered by the government, basically.
Right.
So that's if you are in a flood area, that's something to consider as well.
Right.
What about, you know, a tree falling through house is a covered loss too.
Mm-hmm.
There also,
and or if a tree hits another structure.
So if we have also if we have the weight of ice, sleet, or snow, that is going to be covered if you have at least what's called a broad form policy. That there is one policy that we hopefully never sell, or if we've sold one, it's because we couldn't get anything else. But there is something called a basic form, and it covers just about 10 different causes of losses. And one of those is not covered is the weight of ice, sleet, and snow. Mm-hmm. I've had that claim before, too. I've had a building collapse because of snow or ice. Mm-hmm. So that happened to me. It was an HVAC contractor I insured years ago. He had all the guttering collapse off this building because of the weight of ice or snow. But hopefully we would not have a basic form, because sometimes if you have a older house, maybe you just have basically a fire policy, what it basically covers. So I think we weathered the storm okay, Kathy. It's still going to be going on for some time. You know, we're waiting for contractors to come out to get things fixed, but hopefully the insurance policy did its job to help people get back to where they were before the loss. So, okay, so we will be back next week. This is Mark Moore and Kathy. We're independent insurance agents, and we're also here on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.